Flint, Michigan could be the poster child for a city left behind. Parts of the city have crumbled since Flint's auto industry moved away. But like many older cities, there are dozens of architectural gems here, like the Mott Building. It's the city's tallest building, and the exterior, the interior, and every detail, right down to the doors on the elevators, are designed and decorated in the Art Deco style. Albert Ashley is a security contractor at the Mott Building. He says a week doesn't go by without someone asking about it.
It's quite regular. Quite regular we get comments about it and the architectural design and so forth. Well, they could tell it was a pretty old building and well kept, you know, and the design is pretty much the same throughout the building. So they notice that and they like it.
One person who has always liked this building is Ron Campbell. As a child, he'd stand here on the corner of Saginaw Street waiting for the bus.
I can remember asking my mother, how many stories is that? And I probably pestered her with questions to a point where she was, just be quiet and wait for the bus. But how high is that compared with the Empire State Building? How many buildings do we have like that?
With that kind of early interest in buildings, it's no surprise Ron Campbell grew up to become an architect. And he's now written a guide to the architecture in Flint. It's a pamphlet with pictures and blurbs about 34 places in the city. It's available at highway rest stops and at businesses and museums. Campbell says he's trying to teach people about the various styles of architecture found in the city. But he's also hoping the guide can in some small way combat urban sprawl by celebrating places that are beautiful, well thought out, and designed to last. He thinks that if more people paid attention to good architecture in many older areas of their cities, they'd be less likely to abandon them in favor of new buildings and developments.
The guide is to show, you know, here's what can come of good design. It doesn't matter whether it was built in the 1800s or today. If it's good design and it interfaces well, it functions well, it's going to be with us, and therefore we should use and not think of it as disposable.
The Guide to Flint Architecture is one of many projects local chapters of the American Institute of Architects are doing to raise awareness about architecture and the environments that we build. Similar guides have been created for cities ranging from Duluth, Minnesota to Manhattan. Celeste Novak is the president of AIA Michigan. She says the buildings in a city can tell stories about the community's past.
They are a museum that we all are participants in, and so it's important to us to make sure that people understand that about the buildings and the communities, and so that they begin to treasure their communities, and that's one way we can all have more livable communities and really prevent things like sprawl and the unpleasant places we often find ourselves at when we're grocery shopping.
Those strip malls and big box stores near the highway look very different from the places shown in Ron Campbell's guide. Campbell and I walk across a small wooden footbridge in the heart of downtown Flint. We've just left a peaceful riverfront park designed by a well-known architect. On the other side of the river where we're going sits Carriage Town. It's where the vehicle industry in Flint began.
Oh, Carriage Town is rich in history. This is the site of the birthplace of General Motors with the Durant Dart Carriage Factory.
After years of neglect, this factory from the late 1800s has been restored, as have many homes in this historic district. Ron Campbell says he's glad Carriage Town was never torn down. It's part of the city's industrial history. And Carriage Town, like the Art Deco Mott Building and many other places in the Guide to Flint Architecture, are nostalgic places for Ron Campbell. They're reminders of his past and the things he's done over the years.
Those buildings, it rekindles a childhood memories for me. But then I look at the future and what are we leaving for our children and our children's children. And hopefully it's something just as memorable.
He says design decisions can change a community for better or for worse. He and other architects like him want to encourage people to think about the buildings they have and to pay more attention to aesthetics. The hope is society can do a better job protecting historical structures, preserving natural resources, and by doing so, controlling sprawl. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.